In today's podcast, we are going to be talking about the hidden power of negative emotions. Sometimes it can be that the emotions that we are having can actually work to our benefit if you understood what you should be looking at and what you should be looking for. We're going to be talking about that in this podcast, and so I hope that you join me for this one on the inside. If you are a woman of faith and you want practical support in the areas of faith, focus, or finances, especially if you are an entrepreneur, then you are in the absolute right place. I am Dr. T. I am a certified executive coach, a woman of faith, a serialpreneur, and I absolutely love to coach women who have the desire to grow in those three areas. So if you know that that's you, I want you to hang out with me for a while because I am absolutely sure you will be blessed. Hey there, this is your girl, your sister, and your mentor, Dr. T, coming to you with another episode of Faith, Focus, and Finances. And I am so thankful that you guys are still here with me. Thanking you for those who are watching me or listening to me, because I'm not doing videos right now, but listening to me all around the world, back in my home state of California, to, you know, some of the uttermost parts of the world. I just really appreciate you guys. And I really also appreciate those of you who've been donating to the cause, because you are helping to spread what we are doing here with this particular podcast. So I just wanted to give you a shout out and want to tell you thank you from the bottom of my heart. We are here talking today about how I had a lot of working titles, but what I settled on was the hidden power of negative emotions, how negative emotions could actually work to your benefit. And I want to really kind of start out first by talking about what this podcast is not. So you can kind of get on the internet and, or especially like Google, and, you know, talk about, you know, how to overcome negative emotions. And they're going to give you, especially with, I think it's Gemini is the AI over there. They're going to give you, you know, this kind of what I would call more of a basic or textbook answer as to what that can be, right? There, you know, it can tell you, you know, to look for, you know, where these emotions are happening in your body. It can give you, especially if you're looking from a biblical perspective, it could talk to you about stories in the Bible of some, you know, Moses killed someone about, you know, being angry. Jesus had righteous indignation with getting the people that were exchanging in the temple, you know, as he said, turning the house of God into a den of thieves or a house of robbers, right? And you know, different stories like that. I'm not going to get into any more. And it's just going to tell you, you know, to, you know, pray or journal or, you know, speak to a professional about it. And that, all of that is 1000% true. That is just not the perspective I'm coming from. I'm not coming from the perspective of, you know, what we should be thinking about or how we should be thinking about our negative emotions and putting boundaries up. I really want to come from something that God really, it literally was at the time of this recording 3 days ago that I got this. As I was driving back to our evening service at church, we had a little Christmas program at my church, and I was praying about some things, and God kind of spoke to me then, and he gave this to me. And it was that I had been allowing, watch this, because this may help you, some of the emotions, let's say the emotion of mad, to shield me from what I was really supposed to be seeing. And it was either I was focused on being mad, or I was focused on what caused me to be mad, right? Like, I'm mad and I'm, you know, this is, you know, this, and focus on the emotions and what was wrong or the cause of that. And sometimes that can all get jumbled together. But what it was, what God was showing me, was that it's an incredible distraction. And I was missing the message or the learning opportunity behind what I needed to see as a result of that thing of being distracted by Matt. And I'm going to tell you, that thing hit me hard. Now, I want to give you an example of this that I think will be helpful. Now, this is either, this is going to do one of a couple of things, a few things. One is you're going to be completely shut off by the example that I'm going to give. You're going to hear the example I give, maybe not agree with it, or you're going to go, because I'm going to say not agree with it because of where you may be with your feelings or emotions, or you're going to agree with me. And I was going back and forth whether or not I was going to use this example because I didn't want it to be, because the example I'm going to use is something that can be, that's polarizing. But you know what? We're going to go for it. We're going to go for it. And if this causes people to fall away, then that's what it's going to do. I pray that it doesn't. So when I was thinking about, and I really am praying that it doesn't, what I was thinking about when God said that to me is I was thinking about the president-elect, former president Donald Trump. And the reason why that particular, that he came to my name, to my thinking was because of how profound the lesson was that God was really trying to show me. So just saying his name for many people, it's literally, especially in the United States of America, it is polarizing. It's either love or hate. You're rarely going to find people in the United States of America who are in the middle. Right. And then we all say that, you know, and we know that countries and people all over the world, you know, are laughing at us. Right. They're laughing at us because of much of the turmoil that I think happens in our country. Again, whether you like him, voted for him, didn't like him, didn't vote for him, none of that matters. But what God was showing me was that because of my disdain and just being honest about how I feel about him as a person and things that he does, I have said many times to many people, I in particular am not able to separate who he is from what he's done. Couldn't do it. Couldn't just completely shut off. You can call it blinded. You can call it whatever you want. But I couldn't see it. I couldn't look at it. I couldn't think about it because my mind's eye stopped at him. If he said it, I didn't like it. If he thought it, I didn't like it. If he touched it, I didn't like it. Right. And I couldn't see anything. And again, this was the power of what God was trying to show me. And it was that there were some things that when he was in office the first time that happened with our economy that was actually incredible. Now watch this. Some people, if you were still where I was, would say he didn't do it. That was Congress. That was this. That was that. It was the laws that were passed. It was, you know, the House and the Senate that did that. And that could be very well true. The reality, it doesn't change the fact that he was in power at that time, right? And I wouldn't even hear it before. I couldn't see it. I couldn't look at it. I couldn't think about it, right? And this is farther beyond, and this is where a lot for myself maturity has come in at. This is farther beyond what I think about him. Farther than that, right? Because to me, as again, thinking about what God was saying to me, that was the smokescreen for me. He was the smokescreen because I allowed my emotions, right? And again, this is just a way for me to really hit home this point of what God was teaching me. I allowed my emotions to stop me from seeing anything else that I could have really begin to understand. And it stopped me from even analyzing within myself why I was having emotions in the first place. Again, because I saw him and why I was having the emotions in the first place, regardless of who he is, can I see around him, right? Can I see around him to some of the things that could positively impact me, my family, my business, whatever the case may be, right? So I want to take you on a journey of how when I begin to for 3 days ago when I said this happened, how I vetted this thinking through thinking about Trump and where I was going. So I remember when my father died a few years ago, one of my sisters had told me that I had I'm being 1,000% transparent. One of my sisters told me that there was a family member that loved him. And all I could say, first thing is I just had to dismiss it, because it's one thing to not like him, and it's another thing with people that you love. It's easy to dismiss people that you don't know, to say I can't deal with that person because they voted for him or because they believe him. It's a different thing when it's your flesh and blood. Right. It's totally, or at least I'm going to say it has been for me. And so the first thing where I was those years ago was I couldn't even think about it. I just was like, I'm just dismissing it. I'm never going to say anything about it. I'm going to love my family. And I just don't understand it. I can't understand it. And I went from there. So I had to go back and think about the evolution of where I came from. Right. And so that was the first thing. So the second thing that was happening, I remember a few years after that. Matter of fact, at the time it's recording, it was probably about 6 months prior to this particular recording that I have. So you could tell there was years in between. We had a different president in between. I was calling a guy who's like a big brother to me, and we were talking about whatever we were talking about. And we ended up starting to talk about, you know, the, you know, what was happening with the election. And he was talking to me about, you know, some of the things that was not happening good with Biden's administration, and some things that he liked as far as it was really business and economy, because of nothing else. The people that are in my orbit, they're talking about business and the economy. And because I trust that person, I was able to listen from an unbiased perspective. It was something that shifted in me, because if I trust a person, I want to hear it from someone that I trust, right? Like, I don't have to agree with you. I don't have, and of course, you know, I'm arguing my points. And he kind of at some point laughed. He said, I think he does that stuff on purpose, right? And again, whether he does or not, it's not the point. He was trying to say that there were some business things that were happening that helped our world really in a lot of respects to flourish. And because I believe in this person, I was able to step back just a little bit. I'll call it that. Just step back a little bit and maybe not be mad as much, right? To be mad less, if you will. So that was the second thing that I remember happening. And then there was the third thing that I remember happening, was there was someone that I trusted that wasn't really talking about him, but was talking heavily about what was happening in the world and with our economy while he was in office the first time. Again, what I'm saying to you is mad wouldn't even let me look at things. Whether I agreed or not, I wouldn't look at it. That is where the danger was. Whether I agreed with him or not, whether I liked him or not, it was the fact that I wouldn't look at it because of who he was. And there were some things that I was missing and some things that I was misunderstanding as a result of that. And so as this person that I trust was talking to me more about business, talking to me more about the economy, was talking to me more about stocks and how those rose, how there were people, common people that were making a lot of money. I've heard people's portfolios, investment portfolios doubling during the time that he was in office the first time. That's not people in Capitol Hill. These are people that I know, right? These are people that I can call. These are people in my phone that I know, right? And for the most part, these are people that are part of my community. I'm going to be 100% transparent with that, right? And so understanding it from that perspective, again, helped me to open up just a little bit more. And then there was a shock that happened of somebody that I knew that told me that they were actually Republican and that they voted for him. And this is what they said, was because that was the only person on the ticket. I don't have to like him, but I agree with the Republican policies, and he was on the ballot, so I had to vote for him. When I tell you that thing messed me up, and I had to be like, well, I'm not going to stop loving this person because that's what they're saying. And I'm shocked. When did you become a Republican? Like, I'm just in my feelings about it. But I had to just stop and think. I believe, here's what I'm really trying to say. I believe this was God's attempt to help me to look around something that was in my face that I could not look at, that I couldn't think about, that I couldn't stand the taste for, the sight of, the sound of, and missing something else that could be there that I might need to pay attention to. I could be blocking my blessings. Did you hear me? I could be blocking my blessings because I've allowed something that was in front of me that I didn't like to cloud me from what I might need to understand. That might set somebody free right there. I was allowing it to happen. And the realization was that how can I be in business and have a business and not be paying attention to how my business is flourishing at a different time? How am I only going to see things from one perspective? This is what I wanted to do this year. It's 2024 when this is being recorded. I wanted to end the year better than I started. I want to be a better person. I want to be able to introspect more. I want to be able to see perspectives of things that may make me have a negative emotion, a anger, frustration, hatred. I don't really have hatred, but I digress. Mad, whatever the case may be, jealousy, which I don't, thank God, experience anymore. But that I would be able to sit back within myself. And here is where the maturity came in, is I can sit back and say, okay, this emotion is up on me and this emotion is very strong for me. God, you trying to tell me something. That's really the lesson. And what I did and what many people did and what many people are doing is allowing the person, right? Maybe it was Trump, as I said, maybe it was this other person in your family. Maybe it was someone that something happened to that your emotions are so strong against that we don't, that I'm going to say we don't take the time to first understand where that's coming from. What is it saying, right? What is it like when I'm so angry? I'm telling you, I didn't even take the time to ask myself, okay, you could dislike this person, but why are you so angry about it? Why are you this mad about it, right? Because, you know, like, you're never going to meet him. You're never going to know, you know, who he is. Like, why are you allowing that to happen within you? Like, I never did that. And that's what I have to do for myself, because I'm an emotional creature, right? And I will have emotions and they'll be strong and then they'll drive me. That's the lesson here. It'll drive me into ruminating over it for too long. It'll drive me into, you know, calling my girlfriend. And like, that's when I knew, and this was not about Trump, but that's when I knew, again, trying to gather all these things that have happened in my past, that something would be wrong about a certain thing. Like, I get mad about something and I'll call 3 or 4 people, or I have a question about something, or like, I really know the answer, but I need to talk to some people. You already know. And I'm talking about it. And I remember saying, if I'm talking about it this much, there must be something wrong about it. Right? Like, the lesson is being able to pay attention to the reason why I keep talking about something, the reason why something continues to bother me, the reason why I can't get any sleep because of this thing, and to really decide to do the work to understand the reasons why, whether that's with a trusted companion, whether that's with a trusted accountability partner, whether that's with somebody in your church that you can help with, a counselor, a therapist, whatever that can help you through that. Because again, I want emotional regulation. I want to be able to get through my emotions quicker. My emotions at times in the past would just take me, grip me, and keep slamming me up against a wall. And I needed to do the work, and I still need to do the work to be able to not be in a place where my emotions are controlling me, but that I'm trying to understand what God is trying to say through this emotion, right? It's not the mad that's the problem. It's what I'm doing with the mad that's the problem. It's what I'm allowing to happen with the mad that's a problem. And instead of me taking the time to say, to be able to step back and say, yes, I'm mad and I'm frustrated, and get it out. I'm one that's got to get it out. I got to get it out of myself. I leave it there. And then it becomes the distraction. So now I can't look at anything that's centered around it. I can't look at anything that's even adjacent to it. I can't even look at it. If you like this person and I don't like them, like, I can't even, I'm missing so much that I think God is trying to tell me because I'm missing that lesson. And that's really what it is that I'm trying to say. It's that I don't want to miss something. I don't want to miss that the, you know, what God might have in store, because he, if we can say that God, that all things work together for the good of them that love God and called according to his purpose, we got to underline that word all of it, all things work together, all of it. Right. And so if it's going to work together, then why am I going to allow this negative emotion to be working so hard against me? Why am I going to do that? Instead, if that's where I find myself, I want to be able, I want that negative emotion to be the trigger that says something is off, something is wrong. And for me to first go inside myself to try to figure it out. If I can't figure it out by myself, I'm going to get with someone that can help me to figure it out. And then I'm going to start looking for what's the blessing, what's the lesson you want me to learn as a result of seeing this. Watch this. I talked about Trump. I've had this feeling in church, where I've been frustrated about some things, right? And even if it's something that you really want to be able to help, you really want to help people through some things. You can't help people past their capacity to want help. That might bless somebody. You cannot help people past their capacity to want and need help, right? You can't do it no matter how much you want to. I don't care who it is. You can't do it. And then it becomes very frustrating for us. That should be a trigger. You got to be able to step back. Understand, yeah, you might be doing it because you love them, but it might not be yours to do for them. That might be God's job. It might be something. Remember in the Bible where I think it was in Luke, I think it was, where there was a I think it was a father with his son that the disciples were trying to drive out a demon, and Jesus said to them that the man they weren't able to, and he said that you got to do this. This is a different kind of demon. This is gonna come through fasting and prayer, right? Like it's gonna take something different, right? Like we have to understand that. We have to understand that there are some things that we have to be able to look at different, to understand differently. And I don't want to miss something because I'm so bound by what's in front of me, bound by a negative emotion. One of the things that my pastor does, I think, an exceptional job about it with, he talks, well, he's written emotional intelligence is what he studies, but he talked about emotional regularity a lot. And for those of us that you may have grown up where you didn't have a lot of emotional regularity, it's a hard walk. And I'm saying that from experience. It's a hard walk. But if I want to be in control, if I want to have the life that I'm supposed to have here on earth, if I don't want to miss the messages and the lessons that God is showing me because I have focused on the thing, the emotion, the mad, as opposed to what God might be trying to teach me through the mad, through the anger, through the frustration, then I'm going to be bound on earth and I don't want to be that way. So my challenge to you, as I said, this is going to be different. And my challenge to you is to think about this. Think about, are you allowing negative emotions to be the distraction or to be the thing that you focus on, as opposed to trying to understand how it's impacting you or where it's coming from the inside? What nerve did it touch? What did it mean to you? And then trying to say, God, what are you trying to teach me through this emotion? Do you want me to look around this emotion? Do you want me to not allow this emotion to be able to control my being so I can't hear what other people might be able to say? And that's a big thing. You might be so mad, so angry, so frustrated, you can't even hear what the other person is saying. Right? Do I want to continue to be in that place? My answer for me is a hallelujah no. That's my answer for me. I don't want to be in that place. I don't want to be in this place where my emotions are in control of me and I'm not in control of my emotions. And I'm telling you, it's going to be hard. It's going to be challenging. And I am so glad that there were these lessons that I was getting bite sizes of, because I gave them all to you, from how I started dismissing it because it was my aunt and uncle, to all the way through each one of them. That was, again, when I'm talking about the bigger things that I remembered, those were it. And I'm like, you missing something. So I made it a point this time around as it relates to the president-elect, that I am going to make sure that I have emotional regularity, and I'm going to listen to things more objectively. And if I can't listen to him, I'm a read about it. Did you hear what I said? Because I don't want to miss something that could be beneficial to my business, beneficial to the economy, beneficial to how I'm trying to live, beneficial to what my son wants to do with his life, beneficial that I might be missing because I am blinded by mad. I'm blinded by frustration. I'm blinded by emotion. Because remember, all things work together for the good of them that love God and are called according to his purpose. I know I'm called. So no matter what's going to happen, no matter if it's good, if it's bad, if I'm angry, if I'm mad, it can work together. But I want to be doing my part. Sometimes I think we want God to just do the miracle without us having to do anything. We don't want to do the work. We just want to wake up with, and like the children of Israel, the manna be on the ground when we wake up. That you know, I call it the manna-like blessing. That's what we want. But we don't want to do the work. I am going to do the work because I want to always be doing my part. I believe, this is my belief, if I'm always doing my part, then I think God is going to be even more willing to bless me. I am challenging you to think about what it is I've said as we were talking about the hidden power of negative emotions and seeing how they can actually shift through you if you are able to listen through this and not be mad at a sister all the way through because of the example that I used. I did it. And I hope it was a blessing to you because I think that it's something to actually be able to think about. And again, I'm not here to change anybody's mind, tell somebody, like somebody, do anything like that. Heck, I know where I'm at, but I don't have to let my emotions control me. I do need to do that. And I'm hoping that you can do the same. I hope that there was also something that I said that's a blessing that can be, is, and will be a blessing to your spirit, that it helps you to begin the process of detangling your emotions from things that you might be missing God through. You might be missing what God wants you to see. You might be missing what God wants you to understand because we are blinded and clouded by those emotions. And I'm praying that you will be able to do the work, get the support that you need to get through that in a more healthy way so that at the end of the day, you can be blessed and our Father can be glorified. I hope to see you in the next episode and decide that you're going to be great today on purpose. Take care. Hey there, before you go, I'd really appreciate it if you took a second to click on that like, follow, or subscribe button. You can even download this episode for later or send it to a sister friend that may need it because those are the things that are going to help us grow. Also in the description, if you'd be so kind as to click on that donation button, that is really what's going to take us into the next stratosphere. Your support and help with this because it takes a lot to get this podcast going and I know that it'll continue to be a blessing. Thank you so much in advance for your support.